Good morning. Al pi halacha, you're not allowed to say Shechiyanu in the 3 weeks. Al pi halacha, we're going to say Shechiyanu in the 3 weeks. Al pi halacha, we're going to say after quite a few months of like social distancing and isolation, etc., the Yerushal Health and Taka, everything that happens in L'Sata is a Rebbe, is an omen for L'Maila, 2,000 years of social distancing from the Eibishter. It should be a time where we're able to get back together and we should be Zeichel Liris, Vili Rois, and Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaYenu, Bahar Merim Hor. Let me begin with a Medrash Pliyot, which I've said before. It's a Meridik Medrash, it's so appropriate for the 3 weeks. Shabbos and Vorachim. The other day, I'm covering over what I said the other night in Ashir, about Amun and Tzviya and Gula, and with a whole new extension. The Medrash says, Ashir Ashir Rabba, it's brought in Yalkut, Maisa b'isha achas b'tzidur, sheshasa im eser shonam im baylev loyol. Story of a woman who was married for 10 years, unfortunately they were not to the children, apparently they were wealthy people, everything was fine. Osun b'gabi Rishon b'yachot, so they came to Rishon b'yachot, advice for Hitzis. They decided they're married 10 years, they weren't doing it, maybe they should get divorced, and one of them, somehow with another spouse, will have a child. Omar Lohi, so Rav Shirma Yechoi, Lumet Benisim, knows Rosh Elion, he tells them, Chayecher on your lives, Kishem Shizavaktem Lazel Lazeba Meichel Bemishta. Just like when you got married, the original Zim, you had a feast, a banquet, a wedding, right? Oh. If you want to get divorced, you want to split up, you have to have a feast, a banquet. So they listened, they went, and they made a suda, a yontif gedolo, vishigrosi yisir midai, the husband, like in binds, he was intoxicated, he drank a bit over the limits. Kiva, shiniz yashir, daitolo, before he's about to go into his drunken stupor, he had a moment of clarity. So he tells his wife, who actually he loved, a very fine relationship. See any valuable thing that you have in the house. Wealthy people, works of art, whatever. And whatever you want, whatever you take, take it and go to your father's home. This is the end of the marriage. What did she do? When he fell asleep in his drunken state of intoxication, she told her servants, male servants, female servants, take him in his bed, bring him in his bed, sleeping to my father's house. They took him in the middle of the night. He woke up from his drunkenness. Kivon, the pachamre, when the wine, the effect of the wine dissipated, and he's disoriented, he doesn't know where he is. But the Amrul, he told her, like, Biti heichan ani nosen, where am I? Like, he's a strange environment. Amrul, you're in my beis avi, my father's house. So he said, the husband tells the wife, Maldi le beis avich, we're getting divorced. What am I going to do with staying in my ex-shver's house? Did you not tell me at night? Did you not tell me anything you have valuable? Take and bring it home. There's nothing in life that I value more than you. They went to Rashbi. There's not a sprach of people about to get divorced. They went back to Rashbi by Choy, the Omar Bisbalale and Vinifki. He davened for them and they had a child. The Lamb the Chot, it's teach you, Makadish Baruch, who poikir akoris, af, tzadikim, poikir akoris. Just like the Abishur brings children, Zerah Shalkayama, to people who are akorim, who don't have children, so to tzadik. Now, Kala Royam Ishtoim, anyone reads this medrash, it's a pill it close. The Gemara says that people get divorced. There's a few, the Gemara says in Gittin Tzadik, a few of Mizbeach miracles, even the altar, the Mizbeach cries. Here, you're getting divorced. You're coming to Rav Shimon Yochai, you give a get. But before you do so, you have to make a feast, a banquet, a simcha yom. It's a very strange, weird, what kind of eitz is that? You're getting divorced, you make a yom, it's not like something in America, you know. and crazy. What kind of party for getting divorced? When the Iker Kash is, if Rav Shimon Bar Yochai had the kuyah to daven and tzaddikim apik the makoros, so when they came to him, he should have davened. No, make a party, get divorced, but make a party first. Afterwards, they come to him the second time, and states shalchuf and davened, and he's paying the issues. What's going on? Is the charaiya that sometimes tefillah baruch tzaddikim could be poyel, or to be able to be zoyecha to get the bracha, you have to be a keli for the bracha. There is a famous word I always repeat from the Tuskan Magid. The pasuk says, "Ani Hashem Malachi, Ani Hashem Loishonis." The Eibush tells Klesis Yisrael, "I haven't changed. I make nisim in the floor years and days of old. I make nisim in the floor today." Aber va'atim in a yankim loichi lisa. The problem is that Yidin Lechilisa and the Tuskar Magatai, you haven't made the Kelim. Yizichar, there's a Din, Kisira, Chamer Sinacha, Ruyga, Tachas Masoi, the Chadalta, me Azoi, Azoi, Tazin Imoi, the Chadalta, Imoi, the fellow whom you're helping, I can't get the flat tire. So you have a Chuyiv to stop and help him, right? But the guy can't, the Malabas can't sit there and twiddle his thumbs. Imoi. So when you go to a Tzadik, you get a Broch, Gvaldik, Zikim, a Poyil. Or when you can sit there and say, okay, Tzadik, you know, whatever. It may not, Hill says in Periyot, it may not mili, mili. Right? If he ashos is here, isun Tzadik mapol. You gotta, the famous story, the Sanzerov, used to always tell people, if you think that you can come to the Tzadik and he's Makashi and the Shammah to the Rabbi Yishev, and you get your high and he uplifts you, and then you think you're gonna sit there and whatever, you go home and Ishtakas Gafne, Tabate Nosli, you're a shoot. He teaches the Holy Sanzer of Taish the Apostle. The Atto to Tzavas Bnei Yisrael. When Moshe Rabbeinu was Bilul Gdula became the head of Klal Yisrael, he's the one that Tzavas, and Tzavas of the Chibur, he attaches Klal Yisrael, Yiddish and Neshamas, to the Bashef. How? The Yichu Elecho, and they also take Shem and Zayi Zoh, Kosos Lamor, with all the Pirush of what it means, the Chachman, or whatever, and it's Kosos Shem Shemayim. Then it's lahalish nechtomid, it remains with you. But if you go to the tzaddik and you get a bracha, you're not a keli for that bracha. You're unworthy of it. And when he said this Torah at the Tish Shabbos Parashat Tzavah, there was a great chosid living with a rov in Los Angeles. And he says, you remember the story with your rov in your youth, the Yarich of it, when he met the Rishon Kaminkin, the Bechaim Tzavah, when he was a young man. And one of the people in his town, Yarich of it, was chepping, wanted to get married. So what do I need a wife for? Why get married? So he said, it's the day, you have to have children. So Rav Shlomo Kamenka said, you want a child, you go to the Belzerov and you get a bracha and you got a child. Chasanov. So the Rechayim repeated the story. He said, you think he was selling himself, b'dichasa, he's a batchin. He was telling you, you go to the Belzer and you get a tzadik from Tzachol, you get a bracha from Tzachol and Belzer. How's it getting fine? But if you don't have a keli, you don't have a klikibul, if you don't have a wife, if you haven't done yours, then it's tzadik mapol, what can tzadik do for you? It's a tifu musar hasu. So here, the word is, you want to get a broch, right? So you go to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. You're not a kid. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai knew Sisrei Roze Oilo. He knew that at the moment, they're not keilim to get the Ebershish intervene with Ma'ilam Yidarachata. So he told them, make a sud. And at the Suda was Nisgale, the love of the husband and the wife and the wife of the husband. Ak, the kachtach, and ain't the chief, it's Yisrael Yimach. And at that moment, the Shabbat Shemayim were opened and there was Yichud. Why am I telling you this, Medrash? Because everyone knows the relationship of the Abish and Yisrael, the husband and the wife. And when B'Shav Zagolo says, if the Abish gave us to get creases. And Zachaknu, Ki'ishish Halach Bailun of Dinas Hayom. How do you require the Hebrew to come back to prove that it was never a get? You have to be ma'oyer the avo of the husband to the wife, the Hebrew's love to Chesed Yisrael, and Chesed Yisrael to the Hebrew, and that's the sod, what it says in Sforim HaKadoshim, that B'Shavs to Russia went into the Kodesh Kodoshim. He saw the Kruvim, Urim Zevazeh, which is the idea of Chayim Adam Lifkin, is Ishtay Terevich of the Terah for 2,000 years. And therefore, the ultimate, the Pnimius Hanyonim, the greatest Avo of the Rebbeinu Shem Tzadik Yisrael, and vice versa, is definitely expressed in the 3 weeks. and therefore it's brought up because Karas are when you sit in kinnis, you can be kinnis milosh, or you sit in tikkun, you can be misakin more than you can misakin yom kippur. Because ultimately, this is the deepest level of love from the Abishur. When Akdekach, that it said in Sforim Akdeshim, that the litmus test, the Evan Habuichit, of a person's relationship a whole year with the Rebbeinu Shalom is how you conduct yourself Ben Amazon. A person in his amunah and his sphere for Mashiach, for Geula, that is the test of who you are. And you can only have that test, you can only have that anva if you know what you're losing. Let me try to explain what this means. That's a very simple share, basic share, the things you all know, but sometimes things that go without saying have to be said. The Rambam in his Pirush of Shnayis, the Chelet, famously says that the Amunah Bevias HaMashiach is one of what he calls, quote, Mi Ikrei Doseinu Misoidusa. It's from the Ikrei Hadas, the fundamental, what's the word name, the pillars, foundations of all of Yiddishkeit. What's Pshat? Why this? We have a Kabbalah, there's 13 principles, Zah, right? Why are these called Yisoid Hadas? 13 principles. I mean, a Yid has to be manmin in every word of Teresh. Teresh Maksav, Teresh Opeh. And if a person doesn't believe that Achuyis Lo Yitintinno, B'nei Cham, Kushan, Mitzrayim, and he thinks B'nei Cham is the Sequoia and the whatever tribe in Hawaii, right? The Kapikers! Torah says B'nei Cham is Kushan. Why is this here? So what is different these 13 principles? And the answer is Be'emes, right? The Pshat in the Yisoid. I'm giving basic fun, right? A Yisoid is Pshat, it's a pillar. Yisoid, the whole house, the superstructure, rests on the foundation. If you take away the yisod, the whole everything collapses. Now I understand this readily. It makes sense. Let's say when you take the first yisodus of Yidden, the first of the Yud Gimel Igur, a person does not believe that there's a mitzias of an Eibishter, and that this Eibishter is a kadam, is, and he was ilmaylem and asman, he always was there, right? Or a person doesn't believe in Yichud Hashem, there's one Eibishter. Or a person believes, yes, I believe in God, a creator, but God is a mermaid in the South Sea, South Pacific. Whatever. Yeah? Whatever. So Pshat is, it's not just a felt in one of the, in a belief of Yiddishkeit, an important belief, etc. The whole, any mitzvah you do of the Tariq mitzvahs is meaningless. If a person's going to doubt, or but a great Mishnah of Hashem, or he doesn't believe in an Abishter who communicates and relates and knows, etc., etc. To whom are you addressing your prayers? To whom it may concern? A person believes and there is an Abishter, and he's a Yochid, and he's a Kadman, all the first Yisoyis. But he doesn't believe that Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah of Sabbath. So he puts on these square boxes, black square boxes, every morning. This is one of the Tariq mitzvahs in the Abishter, in the Tzavah, right? What are you putting on film? It doesn't make sense. It's just a chukhav adul. It's futile. Yeah? So that I really understand. What happens? The last three is so the last three principles of faith. Peres Imam is Chava Inish, in Amuna and Sophia, and Biaz HaMashiach, and Chiyas HaMesim. Vos vol given that a person gets up and says, you know, Rabbi, I believe in an Eibishter, and I believe the Eibishter created me, and I need to raise the El Shabbos is Koini. I am here to give the Bashef for Nachasuch. And that's all I care about in life. I'll do the good Shabbat. Whether I'll get reward, whether I won't get reward, whether there is reward, whether there is Mashiach, I am happy to sit in Manchester for all of eternity and ding the Abishter. What's wrong with him? How does that take away in the value of his tilden, of all of his kiyont? Well, this is not my question. The Ikrim in my beginning of Sefer Ikrim is Alba, and also later in my Merevi, he asked this question over and over, Ein Bias Mashiach Ikrim Teres Meshach. You can have a Mitzvah of Torah Shmoshah, of Kiyum Torah Mitzvah, without Mashiach. Fakaret, he's Oyved Hashem, Shaloy Al Manas L'Kabel Pras. To give the Abishter Nachas, whether he gets rewarded or Mashiach will come and redeem us from Manchester and take us back to Eretz Yisrael, what matters to me? Why is that an Iker in Yisoyed in Yandus, whereby if you take that away, the whole Yisoyed falls? The Frat, everyone knows the Vort of Rechaim Brisker, said countless times, which is a whole shmooze in itself, the shir in itself, that a nebuch apikirz echapirz. A person nebuch b'shoyim, but either doesn't believe in Abish, doesn't believe apikirz b'shoyim, it's still also still means. Even though it's an oinus, nebuch apikirz, why does that apply to to be as a Mashiach. The whole whatever needs to be dealt with. Unishna does, the Rambam says, I understand it. Since the Rambam says, Kol mi she'enei ma'amin bo'yam, chakel l'bielsoi, right, is not in the Torah and the Neviim, your kofer in the Torah's Moshe, etc., etc. So since it says in Torah, I have to believe it. If I don't, there will be curse. But nothing more than achoyz loitn din. But here, the Rambam is listing the Emunah as a, it's something that's standing in itself intrinsically. If I don't believe this, it destroys my holy Torah. Why? The Emes is a fascinating Medrash plea, which says anuichi anuichi hu menachemchem. Says the Medrash, the anuichi of anuichi Hashem likecha. That is the necham of anuichi. What's good? If you ask a person where is the mocker of the tzivu in Torah, they have to believe in Gula. Smack mitzvah alf onuichi Hashem alikech after Sherei Tzicha Yisrael. Just like I've taken you out of Egypt, I will take you out of the Golos Achreino. And if you don't believe in that, you're mekakeya the yisoid of emuna in anuichi. And look in the Archaim Achodesh Alasah onuichi Hashem alikech. What's pshat? We'll explain soon. But I see that in direct proportion to a person's emunah and tzfiya and chakel lebiyosoi, that is a test, not just of this yisoy, your belief in this yisoy, of all your Yiddishkeit. I'll give you just three examples. In Pressburg, amongst the Oibel and the Eden, Pressburg was the Yishalayim of Hungary. The minute was, they used to say Tikkun Chatzos ben Amitzorin publicly. And usually the Shliach Tzibur was a refrain official soif, one of the great Talmidim of the soif, a holy man. For whatever reason, one night he doesn't arrive. So they asked the Bachar to go up. He said, Sama Bachar. He went up. And he said, the Tikkun Chatzos, over like cow, without a tear, without a crack, just routine, mechanistically. The Chum Soifer said, meanness physically. There's a worm eating him up. You know, he's a beat down in the case. The boy was a spacker and left Yiddish faculty. How did the Chum Soifer know? Hey, he's a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. You don't have to be a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. A person who doesn't feel for the Gula is Yiddish faculty in Derech. I once had a story, I'm reading a Maisa. The Dumna Magid once arrived in Lvov, Ben Amazor. And they go, boy, world renowned. Magid, they asked him to give a drosh and yell in the game. Fine, okay, he agreed. They told him the Rav, which was Yankiv, very old, he wanted to come. B'shumay finish, I'm not masking. So for an older person, Choshev Rav, to hear a drosh of Ben Amazor and yell in the game, it's gone as nefosh. I can't take that responsibility. It's dangerous. Right? The Yishuvyanka anyway insisted, and he sat there to the Dunamagid Zrosho, and he chalished whatever, and they had to take him out. People in those days had real hearts, and they took things hard. In the Zrosho, the Dunamagid said a marshal. I've said this many times. A marshal, there was a fellow who was many years, blessed him and his wife, and blessed the whole meal of the mate, everything the person wants, wealth, but without children. Eventually, after years and years and years and oceans of tears, finally she was lifted up, she's carrying a baby, and something went wrong. The doctor said, you have to abort. It's either mother's life or the baby's life. But after all these years, no. Let the Amish decide what to do. She went the full term. The husband's sitting there saying, Tillim, the nurses, the whatever, come out and say, Mazel Tov on the birth of a Zohar. Baruch Dynamis, your Ashes Ne'urim is passing. That's why it wasn't the oldest. From then on, the day he was born, that was the day his wife died. His bris took place at the end of the Shiva. His pidyon haben took place at the end of Shlishi. Came a few years later as Bar Mitzvah. So the fellow tells his son to the Bar Mitzvah, now you have to say Kaddish V'yom. So he says Kaddish Abrazi. Runs through a Kaddish all day without any fear, any feeling, any passion. He said, Kaddish, there you go. The father gave a krechts of that Kaddish. So he says, why is everyone making, the boy says, why is everyone making a tumult about this Kaddish? What's the big deal? The father heard daddy Kaddish on this one. They carry him out. So one of the friends said, don't you understand how your mother was raised from Nefesh to Yishkrim the world? She said, listen, let me this. I never knew the lady. I had no relationship with her. To me, her matzeiv in the base of Elam is the same as any other matzeiv, right? To me, she's ancient history, something of the past. you don't gotta be a very deep, profound mystic or a Baal HaZoiris and distractions to realize this kid is like totally. If the Beis HaMikdash is something of the past, it's history, it's something you have no relationship to. The Achilah Yiddishkeit doesn't exist. That means, let me, the Din of Shulchan Aruch, we discussed the other week in Guf Bey, that when you bench, you have to remove the knife. Why have to remove the knife? There's two reasons. Torah is brought in Rabbeinu Simcha, one of the reasons. Ma'is Jehoi, a fellow was benching, and it came to Rachim, Hashem Lekeinu, and Yisrael HaMecha, Yishlaim Yirecha, Valtzim, Mishkan, Yidecha, Vamachol, Yidom, Mishichecha, and he became so overwrought with emotions that something snapped in him, and he took the knife and he's... And then Chazal and Misaki, knife off the table. Hello? Then Shulchan Aruch. Someone was came to Chaim Kanievsky in Bnei Brak, and he said, Rebbe, this din is muzar in Rit. Muzar means strange. Anyone really a chush, anyone imagine to stab themselves with a knife from the table because he's benching because saying Rachim? So Chaim gives him a look. Gor boy, the din halacha is muzar. You're muzar. You're strange. You're not only strange. You're estranged from epis ahorla connection to Yiddishkeit. If you could say rachim without a tear, without what's wrong with you? You're strange. And even amongst people, sometimes people are like. In Oybla they said tikkun chatzos bepresya. In Machsidim they said it always. You know, quiet. The Rebbe, when he was a young man, he went to the previous Rebbe the first time. So on the way back, it was like he's going home. It was an 18-hour journey, a long journey. Those are days journey, train. So punkt at that time, Rav Zevin was a Babruisk chassid of the whatever from the old Neuch of Babruisk. His Rebbe died in Pei Gimel, so he now became a Tadfidig Rebbe. He did a lot of work with the Babruisk Rebbe with. Spreading Yiddishkeit in communism was difficult times. So he's going back home, and the Friedrich Rebbe knew that he's going on the same train as his young man, who Meretzuch has a future aid him. He whispered to him before he left, turn up toiva, give up oi, engage him in learning, and see his anagazi, see his suitable Bezara. He did. They gave him sandwiches, the Rebbe, the future Rebbe, and the future aid him, and Rav Zevin, the Bezara. And they went on the journey, and the whole time he was speaking to him learning. Rav Zevin was Nahor Leshvili Darki. He knew all, everything. Call out the Rekula. The Bachar, you could go to Rechov Rabbeini, Rechov Yonah in Gula. You could speak to him in learning. You ask him 20 questions on the Sugya. He'll ask you where do you learn by, which Yeshiva, and he'll tell you what each Yeshiva would answer. If you're Chevron Bachar, he would answer Azoy, Amir Bachar, Azoy, because he knew the Mahalik of every Sugya in Shas. And he knew each Rosh Hashiva, and he understood from these and this guy. I mean, that's the kind of person, Sayyid Nigla, call out Terakula. He knew everything. So he engaged Rebbe in learning. And then he wrote back in to the Friedrich Rebbe his report about the Sukkum Digger, the Amyud, whatever. He said, forget about the learning, like, whatever. He said, he noticed the whole time that Rebbe refused to eat. He didn't eat. It's a long journey, a day and a half, two, okay. Not eating. Suddenly it comes like 10 minutes to 12, or 10 minutes to Chatzos, and the Rebbe said, I gotta wash. And he washed him the bread, he just ate the rough, and then he benched. And Rav Zevin said he thought that the Gebiat Sneel Echaz, ich will nicht, I won't chapsach. But he understood that he wanted to eat right before Chatzos, so he should bench right by after Chatzos, Cheshvin, so he should be able to say Lachim. The Fini Rebbe, his whole life, the Rebbe, his son in law, always said to him Chatzos. And even later years when he was a Rebbe, people came to Yechid the whole night. Whenever, the Gabbayim only found out like in retrospect years, whenever was the moment of Chatzos, suddenly the Rebbe would turn the discussion, something about Yerushalayim. Like, you know, he said ingeniously, always Yerushalayim came up in the conversation, but it was midnight. Because people didn't want whatever. But the point is, what I'm trying to bring out, is that Elchayim, their gaguim, their tikva, the Lashon HaRab, his avu chacham l'meis HaMashiach, was that is the test of where you are. If Rabbeinu Bechaya said in the beginning of Bereshis, the ruach alikim rachefes of ne'amoyim, and Chazal say that's ruach shel Mashiach. Why is it mentioned in the beginning of Bereshis? Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, because that is the tachlis of Priya Soil. For that the Abish created the world. After Gemara says Chlorim, Tanedrin, Tachachas, Rabbi Yechad said that the world was not created only for Mashiach. There's two other dates. One says for Dovin and one says for Moshe. So the Mefarshim say because Mashiach is a composite of David HaMelech. Who David Ba'atzma, as the Kalir says, we say Yom HaShanah Rabba. Or Moshe, Moshe Gel Rishon, Moshe Gel Achron. And as the Usher Rebbe writes in Ber Moshe, Meritika Remez, Moshe, David is Gimachin Mashiach HaMakir. So the world was created for a little. What's Pshat? Simple Geret. The Eifer created the world because he wants a dwelling place in this world, which is created through Bishul Yisrael, Bishul Afeira, through your Torah Mitzvahs. He created the Eivish the deer. And the Eivish the wants that ultimately this deer should be lichtig, the palace that you create brick by brick, mitzvah by mitzvah. You should, Malchus Shemayim should be expressed in this world. Bizman HaGolos, I used to say, there's a Pasha Hester, and we, first of all, practically, there's half, most of the mitzvahs don't apply to Bizman HaZeh. Work it out. So, and the mitzvahs that you're able to do, yeah, the mitzvahs. When Mashiach will come, as Galus of Malchus Shemayim, Volor, as Deyas Hashem, etc., etc., then Kimitz will do it, Kimitzah Shusin Echa, the way the Eivish really wants. So a person, Pshat is, who's not mitzapil lebiyosoi, right? It's not that I want a tushka, I want a new car, Mashiach will come, and have 3,000 goyim working for me. So Pshat is gate minished on the tzar, the Eivishter in this world. So gate minished on the tzar of fellow yid, etc., etc., etc. You're totally adish. Avelus is Pshat, an expression of what we call in Ivrit, ichpat you, to gate min on, the goal is Ashkina, the pain, the tzar of the Eivishter. Therefore, the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, we read it after for Tisha B'av. But says, "Koyam Hashem Tzvokis, His boinen." His boinen means think, meditate, contemplate. The kiddul the mekayin nois v'tiyena, v'achomayz shulchu v'tiyena. Call the mekayin, the women who lament, the wise women, right? V'temahen v'tisa leinunei, they should make a lament. Ki kol nehinish v'tiyena, yachshudogu, etc., etc. Boishu. So the Wiener Rav on his own side, he asked the obvious question, why do you need his boinu? What's the greatest boinu? Everyone knows it's his galus somewhere in Manchester. What's his boinu? Why do you need chachomer? And if you can call the heat nishma b'tzim, they're already there here. So what do you need further in the kindness? So he brings the famous story you've heard 100 times from Nachum Chernobyl, the Mernayim, was once going on the way, and he stayed in Chassania in the house of a simple peasant. And the midnight, he hears cries, b'chis l'roi, he thought the guy's in pain. So he went in to see if he's alive, if he's well. And he said, no, he's taking Tikkun Chatzos. What's Tikkun Chatzos? You're praying for him to get out of gold, to go from there to Yerushalayim, and Mashiach. He said, you don't want to go there to Yisrael, to Mashiach. She says, I don't know. He's a simple guy, ask my wife. So the wife says, I don't know. In our farm over here, in our homestead, I have cows, and chickens, and goats, and whatever. How am I going to shut them all there to Yisrael? Right? So he went back with his wife and said, Rav says, you don't understand, the Cossack, the Tartar, whatever, the Shevets could come in any day and take everything, and you're lucky to be alive. What do you mean you can stay with the goats? So he went back to his wife. He says, you know what? Let Mashiach come. Let him take the Cossacks and the Tartars to Yerushalayim. And he'll buy the dough, my goats and my cows, my chickens. Mashallah, Dabar Daima, a fellow in the olden days, a fellow's house burned down before there was social network, before there was welfare, you know. You're in dread, you can die of starvation, malnutrition. The family vape b'chias neroz, everything they owned went up in smoke and fire. And the child is crying. So someone asked her, what are you crying about? Maybe the tati has a fire in his family. He says, I am crying because in my bedroom I had a toy, like afghanigah, whatever, and also went up in smoke. Van Nimshel, a simple Jew is worried about whatever, about the real estate market, about chleis nishwat, about the goy, the anti-Semite, whatever. The fire needs Mashiach. And Elch Yid, when it comes Ben Amisorah, what's he worried about? There's a Golos Hashchino, Nutul Kavon Beis Chayenu, and Kiyama Mitzvahs, Torah understanding, all of these are not here. And just gate them all. Therefore, the pasuk says when a person, Mizavon Yishalayim, his Boinenu, look deeply, think what's about here, like a Chomois, wise people. V'tisa aleinu nei. If you don't feel what it's about, then the nei, the dirge, the lament, is afzich, he should die. We've been plundered, we've been robbed. As I said 1,000 times, the famous word from the Shil Osrover, told us Olam, Paul says, Eile pekudei ha-mishkan, mishkan ha-edus, why mishkan twice, as Rashi is la-mashm, la-shm, mashkin, that the two batei mikdash were taken as a mashkin. If you take a pledge, the din is, Imchabuil tachbuil salmas reyacho. Abir shemish velo. You have to give back immediately. The Eibush to the Yishalmi said, "Bechuyit keep his own day." What's the question? right? So the Shil Asrava says, he says, because the Pasuk says the reason. How could he sleep? If a person realizes the value of the security that he's the pledge of taking, why? Your life. If a person realizes this is your life and it's taken away from you, then oh, but a person says, it's like, you know, it'd be a nice thing to have in Shalayim, you know, whatever. But it's not my life, it's not negated to me in Etzem HaNefesh. Then, if you don't know the value, you're not obligated to give back to me, the Mash. I was just at a Shiva house this week, Nebuch. I was speaking to a very close friend of mine, what's Nebuch's mother? He said something that hit me, Mamish, in hearts. Has a brother, and the wife, the mother was, being stuck here, you know, she was critically ill, she hadn't eaten for a long time, for a few days. And suddenly, he's sitting there night after night with his niece, his sister's kid. And suddenly his brother turns up, and he sits there also whole night. And he says, for practical purposes, there's no reason three people have to sit there. You think, why do you insist on being here the whole night? You're killing you're leaving your wife and your family there. And the brother told him, do you know how many nights when I was a wild teenager, in my adolescent rebellion something, right? When I was a kid, I was a wild, and I would come home in the wee hours of the morning. And every time, mommy never went to bed. She'd be sitting there pacing up and down to make sure that I come back safely from one of my escapades. Now that she's dying, I leave her alone here. So this form of Bish would say, the Shekhinah is like a mother, right? And the Abishter, the Shekhinah has our pain. There's a famous story of one of the Zevin Brimis stuff, there was a big tzaddik, the soil of Kremlins. The meaning is called the soil of Yom Kippur, and the Kodesh go in to get all the children going to get a bracha. One year, for whatever reason, his daughter was late, and he already was on the way to the mikvah, on the way to shul. She saw she felt the bracha, Erev Yom Kippur. She ran to the gates of the Bismedrish, of the shul, waiting there with her child in tow in her arms, a baby. Anyway, father comes, he sees her, and she's crying. It's a very emotional moment there. She's crying, the baby's crying. So he asked the grandchild, like, what's veins do? Why are you crying? Well, the mama is crying. Ich vein fad de mama veint. I'm crying because my mother is crying. So the Rav gave the bracha, he went up to her Kodesh, and he said to the Eilim, right? If a mother cries one time, the child, seeing his mother cries, she also cries. If the Eibishter is crying, b'mistorin tifke nafshi, right? And the pasuk says, there's a baskel min ahemeski yoyna, oily, right? The Rabbi when you say him, right, chrafti is basic, because chrafti is a choli, b'glizu min ha'umas, right? How much more do you have to cry? It's a deep vort here. We're out of time here, what time is finished? Hello, sir. Now?
Another minute or two.
Okay. I haven't started the shiur. There's an awesome vort, I've said in the past, but it was freedom. On the pasuk, ani yishen of alibi er, right? Kol doidi doifi pischli achosi rayosi yonasi tamosi sher roishi nimlotal kvutzoyu serusi zilu. So the Medrash says, I'm bringing the kids from Nimritz, when the Eibush will try to menachem Kal Yisrael after by the time of the Gula, Kal Yisrael will tell the Eibush now after Auschwitz, after the Gulag, after 2,000 years of Jewish oceans of Jewish tears and blood, mitamol yimenachemi. Says that Eibishter is a marshal, like a husband kicked out his wife, and then he wants to offer her divrei pius. He says, now you, after all you've... So he says, Jesus, listen, that when I kicked you out of the house, I also didn't go back to the house. He also Yoshin Bottle, like a vagabond, like a guy sleeping on the bench on the floor. Says that Eibishter, if you don't believe me, Shalem Yichnasi Lebeisi. To new is yet chem al roishir tirushum alitah. Put your hand, so to speak, svayachol is anthropomorphism, on my head, and you'll see it's wet, it's moist from the top. And by the way, Pirkei Avot, as I said, this is the top of the Eibishter b'chayim Yisrael. What's pshat in the story? No, we know, I've said this many times, the Gemara Chagig Dafei. One pasuk says, b'mistorim tivke nafshi, the Eibishter cries in his secret chamber. And another pasuk says, oiz v'chet v'bim koyimet, there's no atzos before the Eibishter. Says the Gemara, the Kasha Haba Batei Gavoy Hata Bogor. What is the outer chamber? What is the inner chamber? Which is which? Machlekes had learned the Gemara, Rashi, and Rechana. Most mekubalim, the Zohar HaKadosh clearly says like Rabbeinu Chanan. In the out of chamber, there is bestorim tivkei nafshi. In the inner chamber, the innermost chamber, there is oiz b'cheder b'mekir. Right? Shtel tzol b'shayla, according to Rashi, it's fakert. And it says the bestorim tivkei nafshi, the inner chamber. But according to Rabbeinu Chanan, it's fakert. In the innermost chamber, there's only oiz b'cheder b'mekir. So why is the outer chamber called a bestorim? Upside down. So Pshatas Azoy. Ultimately, everyone knows in this world, for good things you say, Atoy Vavit. Bad things, dynamics. When Mashiach will come, they're only Atoy Vavit. Right? I want Mashiach, there will be no source. So the famous Slach, who brings from Ephraim the Magid the Prod, when Mashiach will come, you'll realize retroactively that all the tzoros will come to the Toivo. And the pastor said to Mishaya, Uit Hashem, Kianaftim. You'll thank the Abish Turkin for the tzoros. And the Abish Turkin's Havaya, Yuke, Vovke, Hoya, Hoya, Vivir, right? Even now, in the time of Yidna suffering, he knows that ultimately it's for a purpose and this Birurim and Yonam that Golos is able to achieve. Nervos. We don't know. And therefore, we're pained. And the Abishter and the Shechina, who feel the pain of the Yid, b'mistorim tifke nafshi, the Abishter, kvayochus, b'mis ha-chazal medrash, the Abishter, although he really transcends time, he blocks out the future, and he only is done, b'ashashon, as we are here and now, to mishtatif b'tzarim shal Yisrael. That's the mistorim. The Abishter, he goes into the inner chamber where everything is, the pasuk says, it's only lichtig, it's only light, right? He knows the truth. But as the status in Zion shall Israel, he's with us in our bed. That's the name of Shechinah. That's the name of Shema Vayim, Shema Adma. I don't want to, the whole thing I want to add in Shir. Maybe this, whatever. The Shema Vayim is, as he transcends time, there's only light. The Hoyerim Israel is the pasuk's name. The Adonai, the Abishter, as he is down here, he does have malchus. They're this pain, they're this suffering. No time to say what I wanted to say. And the purpose is, on one hand, he has a Nuna Shlemo, right? That ultimately the truth will be revealed. That is the idea of the 3 weeks, to sort of put yourself back into the But they avoid the inner chamber. But a person appreciates the mama's tears, the mama's pains, he can't sleep by her. And the Abishal Health, and I want to say a beautiful shiur, but on this idea about the middle of the next week. That is the whole concept of the Abishal down here. Of course, the Abishal can bring Mashiach, but he wants it to be totally an avoid through our avoid, through our work. And that's done through Torah Mitzvah, that turned to the Gagud. As the Drosh from Sefer says, the Beis HaMikdosh is made not of bricks of mortar or cement or wood. The Beis HaMikdosh is made from Yiddish Terem. And the Abishal Health, that just like where we were in a lockdown and isolated and socially, whatever it's called, right? Is the Abishal Health from that this year, Nira, which was Zoycha, Liris, Vili Rois, Baharim, Horim, Yishlaim, and Akkoyim, together, Mashiach, together.
Amen.